Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Sedens, our top local story. Work on major Hollywood shows and movies could grind to a halt in a matter of days.
As entertainment labor unions go, IATSE is huge. 60,000 members, and 98% of them voted yes to authorize a strike. They say their employers have not been negotiating a new contract with any great urgency.
They're going to go on strike if they can't reach a deal Monday morning at 12:01 a.m.
Labor reporter at Deadline, Dave Robb, talking with KNX about what this would mean for the industry.
HBO and Showtime could keep working, but Netflix and the networks and the films would all be shut down.
This is always the chief case with labor disputes. They want a pay bump from the streamers. When Netflix, Amazon, Apple, when they were new to town, IATSE went easy on compensation contracts. Now those companies, they've gained their footing, and IATSE's members want a larger share of it. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California is suing three companies that make so-called ghost guns. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says companies are violating state laws.
The companies do not disclose to gun kit buyers that the law, which requires handguns to meet basic safety requirements, including passing, firing, and drop safety tests, applies to ghost gun kit buyers, and that the handgun kits that they were selling do not meet these standards.
Ghost guns are put together at home. They don't have any commercial serial numbers, which means they can't be tracked by the government and law enforcement. Bonta says these guns can be assembled sometimes in just 15 minutes. He says the country has a ghost gun problem and action needs to be taken to stop it. The Biden administration has announced a series of agreements aimed at getting cargo ships unloaded faster at the ports of LA and Long Beach. Some ships are stuck offshore for days or weeks waiting to have their goods unloaded.
The backlog has been a big problem since the start of the pandemic and has led to supply shortages and skyrocketing prices, and the holiday shopping season is fast approaching. Officials have worked with the unions, the ports, and major retailers and shipping firms to ramp things up and operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Long Beach, the port, went 24/7 3 weeks ago. City Councilman Joe Buscaino says it's been tough, the perfect storm.
COVID hit, the online demand of shoppers. You have a capacity at our terminals. We're stacked with empty containers waiting to get shipped back out.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn says this move is long overdue.
I have been pushing for our ports to go 24/7, probably for almost 20 years. I feel like we are America's port.
Because 40% of all the country's goods flow through here. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
And a trip to the grocery store getting more expensive. The government says food prices rose 4.6% since September of 2020. Meats, poultry, fish, and eggs have the highest increases. Phil Limpert with the SupermarketGuru.com site says he thinks that prices will keep going up for another year and a half or so.
We have a broken supply chain. It's going to take a while to fix that. We have a shortage of truck drivers.
Limbert says if you see items you want, grab them while you can before the stores run out and before prices go up. He says it's possible we could see less variety on store shelves as companies focus on making their best-selling products only. L.A. County public health officials have issued another plea to pregnant women to get vaccinated.
Well over 13,000 COVID-19 cases and 12 deaths have been reported among pregnant women in the county since the start of the pandemic. 63 newborns have tested positive. The CDC says pregnant people who get infected are at greater risk for serious illness and preterm birth. Vaccination is recommended for anyone who's pregnant, trying to get pregnant, or breastfeeding. Officials point out studies have affirmed the vaccines are safe at all stages of pregnancy and do not cause any fertility issues. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California's education chief is sparking controversy by suggesting that the age of consent should be lowered for school students who want to get vaccinated. State Superintendent of the Schools Tony Thurman made the comments during an Instagram Live session.
There is discussion about the possibility of a new law, a new bill being introduced that would lower the age of consent to below 18 so that young people could get the vaccine. But that won't be able to take place or at least start that discussion probably until January.
Now, that idea already being blasted by Republican lawmaker and former recall candidate Kevin Kiley, who is vice chairman of the Assembly Education Committee. He says the vaccination decisions should be left up to parents in consultation with their doctors. Violent crime continues to persist in Los Angeles during the pandemic. Numbers not record-breaking like they were over the summer, but they are still way above the rates we had before the pandemic. According to Crosstown USC, September saw 39 murders in L.A., making it the second highest monthly total in at least a decade. The highest was this past July, where there were 48. Researchers say gun violence is the main driver of the elevated homicide rate. A California appeals court has overturned a ban on fracking in Monterey County, ruling that the county can't override state law on oil drilling. Measure Z was passed with 56% of the vote in the county in 2016. The activists say that fracking is damaging the local water supply, which hurts agriculture and tourism. But the court says any action against the practice would need to be taken in Sacramento.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.